Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. So we're continuing now with our series on cybersecurity, keeping your devices safe. In the last talk, we were talking about using computers as a delivery mechanism for malware programs and emails that spread viruses. Here, we're turning our attention to data attacks that are more precisely targeted, whereby the attacker seeks to focus on one target, on you, in a more personal way. Malware is any software that's designed to cause damage to a computer. They can be viruses and worms and Trojan horses, ransomware, we've already discussed, spyware, adware, scareware. You can look for all of these online if you'd like to know more about them. Blagging, B-L-A-G-G-I-N-G, blagging is an attack whereby the victim, you for example, the victim is invited into a scenario that seems to be completely true and honest, an authentic request, in the hope that they'll send money or give up personal information which could be used to gain access to their accounts. It might be a phone call, or a series of emails, or messages from a friend who claims to be in trouble and needing help, usually financial help. These can seem to be real, because the hacker has found details and up-to-date information about your friend from social media. So maybe knows when they're flying off somewhere or when they're on holiday somewhere, and they might be at this current time. So they know where they are. So they can contact you, and there have been attacks through Hotmail and Yahoo accounts, which enable hackers to send mails directly from your friend's accounts. So these are really targeted in a very authentic seeming way. And again, please double check and don't be in a rush to respond. Don't panic. Check it out. We all use passwords. And if we run a quick check on how many we use, you might be surprised to see how many you've got stored in your Google account. If you sign up into Google's password manager, it indicates how you use them. How many you've got and how you use them. It's an interesting exercise, and the site also offers you suggestions for keeping them safe, keeping your information safe. So have a look at Google's password manager. Passwords are not as strong as you think. Professional hackers can run a search and often guess your password until they succeed. Sometimes you offer them out easily without even realizing it. You might be reusing the same one with minor variations. Let's look at a few types of attacks that are used to gain passwords. But the most obvious is the brute force attack. Simply somebody guessing until they get it right. You know, hackers may even have special dictionaries that offer methods and styles of automated guesses. This method creates a list of commonly used passwords and combinations of numbers and characters. Simply accessing your social media sites can offer a hacker a wealth of information and possibilities to work with. If it's an old and simple password, they can discover it quickly. So it's important to be constantly on the move, change them regularly and complicate them with haphazard combinations of numbers and capitals and characters. And the longer your password, the more secure they'll be. Stealing your password by using any of the social engineering methods that we've previously mentioned, or by slipping a virus into your PC or a device by using malware. For example, your individual use of the keyboard can be matched by the patterns you use. Keystroke rhythms, the speed of various groups of keys used in a sequence. We all have a unique keystroke pattern, a unique typing fingerprint, as it were. This is how many of those short online courses you might have started doing, these MOOC courses, micro-learning courses from online learning companies and colleges. This is how they validate your online assignments, and this is how they give you your completion certificate. They record the particular way you type to register for their online course. And then when your assignments are being typed, they match the keystroke patterns used. This effectively assures that it's the person who initially registered and not a friend of theirs doing the assignment for them. It's surprising that when you register for such a service and you tick that you've read the terms and condition boxes, you could also be allowing the company to switch on your device camera to see your face. They can then switch on your webcam at any time during the sessions that you're working and record the user's face many times throughout the course. These images are automatically compared with facial recognition software to make sure that it's the person doing the assignment is the same person who registered to take the course itself. Therefore, they can validate, they can certify that it was you who took the course. An attacker can steal a victim's password, for example, by using social engineering techniques we've already discussed. They can infect your device with a form of malware that records your activity, including the letters and emails that you type. Some websites take more precautions to protect your accounts than others, like banks, for example. You might have multiple strong passwords for an online banking account, but you might not take the same precautions when setting up a social media account. Attackers know this, and they will target the weaker accounts to help them guess the passwords for more secure accounts. An attacker can hack into a popular website database and steal batches of the client's passwords, which is obviously more effective than trying to gain access to persons' data individually. So one effective attack could allow hackers to gain many thousands of users' accounts. Your personal email account contains a lot of important information about you and is the gateway to all your other online accounts. So if your email account is hacked, all your other passwords can be reset by the hacker. So use a strong password for your emails that's different to all your others. Let's talk about how to create a strong password using just three random words. Weak passwords can be hacked in seconds. The longer and the more unusual your password is, the stronger it becomes and the harder it is to hack. The best way to make your passwords long and difficult to a hacker is by using a sequence of three random words that you'll remember. You can make it even stronger if you use special characters. Starting with your most important accounts, like your email, or if you have a bank account or social media, replace your old passwords with new ones. Just connect three random but memorable words together. Save your passwords in the browser. Using the same passwords for all your accounts makes you very vulnerable. If that one password is stolen, all of your accounts can be accessed. It's good practice to use different passwords for the accounts you most care about. Of course, remembering lots of passwords can be difficult, but if you save them into your browser, you don't have to. Online service providers are constantly updating their software to keep sensitive personal data secure. So store your passwords in your browser when prompted. It's quick, convenient, and safer than reusing the same password. Turn on two-factor authentication. Two-factor authentication, or 2FA, is a free security feature that gives you an extra layer of protection online and stops cyber criminals from getting into your accounts, even if they have your password. Two-factor authentication reduces the risk of being hacked by asking you to provide a second piece of information, a second factor. such as getting a text or a code when you log in to check who you say you are. Check if the online services and apps you use offer a two-factor authentication. It's also called two-step verification or multi-factor authentication. If they do turn it on, start with your accounts that you care most about, such as your banking, your email and social media. I have many accounts now, such as PayPal and Amazon, that send me a text to my telephone and make sure it's me on the phone, me saying, yes, this is me. Take that code, put it into the online field, and you have access. Update your services. Update your devices. Cyber criminals exploit weaknesses in software and apps to access your sensitive personal data. But providers are continually working to keep you secure by releasing regular updates. These updates fix weaknesses, so criminals can't access your data. Using the latest versions of software, apps, and operating systems on your phone, your tablet, or your smart device can immediately improve your security. Update regularly or set your device to automatically update so you don't have to remember to update manually. Turning on the backup facility is a sensible precaution, so make sure you keep a copy of all of your important information by backing it up. You can also choose to back up all your data or only the information that's particularly important to you. Shouldering is another way to get information. Shouldering, as in, yes, your shoulders, is also known as shoulder surfing, when somebody is intent on watching you closely enough to see you type in your password or your PIN number at the cash point. White hackers are professional IT people who are particularly good at hacking into systems. They do this to expose the errors and the mistakes that are available, and so identify the system's weaknesses. Once illustrated, then fixes can be put into place and lessons learned for updating the technical staff training and software defenses. So white hackers are professional IT people who are paid to try and hack into places like banks to find how hackers get in and correct those mistakes, correct those errors and make it safer. In an earlier podcast, we suggested that there is a constant battle going on every day between cyber hackers, cyber criminals, cyber security forces, and their protective software development and implementation. So the National Cyber Security Centre offer weekly updates across the UK to help to show you the present and future dangers that they're dealing with. This information is really interesting, because it takes you right up to date with what hackers are doing. If you go to the National Cyber Security website, www.ncsc.gov.uk, you can get a lot of information that you could be taking advantage of. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.